The director of a film about radio, Talk to Me, has been talking with us for the radio. Her name is Casey Lemons, and she is the latest Hollywood movie maker we've brought in to share DVD recommendations. She has divided her picks into categories like this. The category is plain cool, and would you please pronounce the name of the movie for me? I can't do it either. That's why I dumped it over to you. It's French. 36. We can do that in English. 36. And what about the rest of it here?
Quai de Frères? Is that how you say it? I don't know.
It sounds good to me. Since we had that conversation, someone put a pronunciation guide in front of me, so let's try this. 36 Quai de Frères, more or less. It's the title of the film and the French equivalent of Scotland Yard. Its director spent 12 years as a French cop. And our director, Casey Lemons, puts this movie high on her list of DVD choices. She also offers what she calls DVDs I can watch over and over, beginning with the 1971 film Harold and Maude.
That's maybe my favorite. Just the perfect kind of tone, a very delicate balance.
Describe what it's about for people who've never seen this movie.
For people who've never seen Harold and Maude, it's a love story between a very kind of suicidal young rich boy about 16 and a 80-year-old woman.
And when did you first see this movie?
I first saw it as a kid, and I don't know, for some reason it just kind of tickled my perverse funny bone. I really related to it. And the music, of course, is wonderful. It's Cat Stevens, fabulous, fabulous soundtrack. And I was very moved by this character that Bud Cort plays, this young man who's always trying to get his mother's attention by staging suicides.
Is that the part that you related to?
In some ways I did. I thought it was great kind of teen angst. You know, I felt for him.
Do you enjoy? Harold, please. Do you have ups and downs without obvious reason? That's you, Harold.
Now, how did this next movie get onto your list here? All That Jazz.
All That Jazz is a wonderful movie that is semi-autobiographical about Bob Fosse and his kind of journey through choreography.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Play back, Victoria. Play back.
And wrestling with his own demons and his health scare at that time, which I guess he'd had a massive heart attack.
This is a real famous Broadway choreographer.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the doctors.
I'm Dr. Hyman, the internist.
I'm Dr. Ballinger, the cardiologist.
5, 6, 7, 8.
The heart is the viscous of cardiac muscle that maintains
osmotic blood from the blood.
That means he had total blockage in two arteries.
It's a musical, and it has a wonderful kinkiness, you know, just in terms of creating his life in a musical and the dark side of musical comedy and his kind of twisted romantic relationships. And I love this movie.
Well, now I would have thought that the word kinky would be more likely to be applied to Last Tango in Paris, which you've also listed as one of your DVD choices.
Yeah. In some ways with Last Tango in Paris, it's the music and the mood and Paris and certain scenes that are just incredibly vivid and wonderful for me. Like, you know, Marlon Brando talking to his dead wife.
You lied to me, and I trusted you. You lied. You knew you were lying. Go on, tell me you didn't lie. Haven't you got anything to say about that? You can think up something, can't you? Huh? Go on, tell me something sweet. Smile at me and say that I just misunderstood. Go on, tell me.
So you've given us DVDs that you can watch over and over again. I don't know if you can watch these over and over again, but you've described them as underappreciated DVDs. One of them is called Sugarcane Alley.
Sugarcane Alley is a film by Uzan Palsy, just telling a story from a child's point of view. The child in Sugarcane Alley is a little boy in Martinique.
Are we on sugar plantations in the Caribbean? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and you track him through school and his relationship with his grandmother and in his small community. It's a wonderful, wonderful film.
And Daughters of the Dust you've also called an underappreciated DVD.
Daughters of the Dust is another film that was hugely influential over me. It was like somebody that was speaking my language. You know, it's a very evocative, film that unfolds kind of slowly and is very mythical. And that's something that I really relate to.
My story begins on the eve of my family's migration north. My story begins before I was born. My great-great-grandmother, Nana Pazant, saw her family coming apart. Her flowers to bloom in a distant frontier.
I think these are both great rentals if you wanted to go out and grab a couple of DVDs and just have a totally enchanted night. I would rent Sugarcane Alley and Daughters of the Dust.
Well, Casey Lemons, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Casey Lemons' full list of favorite DVDs is at npr.org.